What if the difference between chaos and clarity, between reactive stress and intentional calm, came down to a single second? That tiny gap between what happens to you and how you respond holds more power than any productivity hack or time management system ever could. We live in an era where the average professional checks their phone 150 times daily and loses focus every 75 seconds. Our attention has become the most valuable and most stolen commodity of modern life. This isn't just about being busy, it's about being trapped in a mental prison of our own making, where we've lost the ability to choose where our minds go. The solution isn't working harder or downloading another app. It's learning to stay 1 second ahead, that crucial moment of mental space that separates autopilot from awareness, reaction from response, chaos from control. Your mind wanders nearly half of every workday, not from laziness, but because your brain evolved for a different world. Our ancestors faced clear tasks: hunt the animal, gather the food, rest by the fire. Today's knowledge workers navigate paid, pressure, always-on culture, information overload, and constant distraction. This mismatch explains our perpetual overwhelm. We've mastered shift tasking, rapidly switching attention while calling it multitasking. Each switch depletes mental energy, increases mistakes, and damages relationships. Yet we persist because it's addictive. Every ping triggers dopamine. One study found constantly checking email temporarily lowers your IQ more than smoking marijuana. The consequences extend beyond productivity. Multitasking lowers job satisfaction, impairs memory, and stifles creativity. But mindfulness training reverses these effects, improving immune function, blood pressure, sleep quality, and cognitive performance. The foundation? Focus on what you choose, and choose your distractions mindfully. When interruptions arrive, ignore them, schedule them for later, or fully shift attention. The goal isn't eliminating distractions, but developing mental clarity to respond intentionally rather than being hijacked by every stimulus. You check your inbox 36 times per hour, a digital addiction fueled by dopamine hits, not productivity. The average professional handles 100 emails daily, reinforcing this neurochemical dependency. Breaking free starts with eliminating notifications. Each interruption requires 64 seconds of recovery time. Checking email 10 times hourly costs nearly 11 minutes just in mental transition. Never check email first thing in the morning when your brain is at its creative peak. Schedule specific email sessions instead of continuous monitoring. Before sending any message, ask, is this necessary? Does it contain all needed information? Email conveys only 7% of communication, missing critical elements like body language and tone. Most importantly, avoid emotional emailing. When triggered by a negative message, pause to identify your emotions before responding. Consider whether a phone call might resolve the issue more effectively. This simple pause, being 1 second ahead of your reaction, prevents relationship damage and wasted emotional energy. Meetings consume 37% of work time, yet nearly half is wasted. Organizations spend $283,000 per employee annually on meeting time. Mindful meetings unfold in three phases. Preparation begins with 1 minute of focused breathing before entering, clearing distractions, and creating mental space. Teams practicing this report 31% higher satisfaction and improved decision-making. During the meeting, complete presence is essential. Each phone check means you've mentally left. Visible phones, even face down, reduce cognitive capacity by 10%. Ending requires mindful timing and closure. Finishing on schedule respects everyone, while documenting action items ensures accountability. A moment of mindfulness before transitioning prevents carrying mental residue forward. Regular meeting audits can eliminate unnecessary gatherings, recovering up to 20% of professional time. These principles extend beyond work. Quality family time decreases 40% when devices are present. Prepare mentally, be fully present, and end with intention. Your conscious mind processes 7 bits of information per second, while your subconscious handles 11 million bits simultaneously. This explains why New Year's resolutions fail. The subconscious craves immediate gratification, while conscious goals involve delayed rewards. Willpower alone rarely succeeds because you're fighting your neurological wiring. The Pareto Principle reveals we spend 80% of our time on activities generating only 20% of results. Research shows people dedicate 41% of their time to low-priority tasks, following impulses rather than objectives. Action addiction, our dependency on accomplishing tasks regardless of importance, stems from an untrained mind. Helping colleagues or answering emails outside our priorities triggers dopamine kicks from instant gratification. Under pressure, our brain enters survival mode, prioritizing immediate accomplishment over important goals. We become addicted to feeling important rather than doing what's important. Try sitting at your desk doing nothing for 3 minutes. If this feels challenging, you're experiencing action addiction. For effective goal setting, be specific and positive. Don't say do mindfulness training daily. Say meditate for 10 minutes each morning on the living room couch. Most importantly, hold goals lightly. Jose, a senior pharmaceutical manager, achieved professional success but sacrificed his health and family. He'd reached the top of his career ladder only to realize it leaned against the wrong wall. Effective communication requires receivers to grasp intent, not just words. This demands full presence, but two barriers interfere: the mind's natural wandering and habitual perception, which forces reality into pre-existing categories. Mindful listening means complete attention. The STOP framework helps: be silent, tuned in through body language, open by suspending judgment, and present by redirecting wandering thoughts. For speaking, ACT guides us: be appropriate, compassionate, and timed. Say what's needed, nothing more. A global brand management firm used these acronyms on reminder cards to break negative communication patterns. Creativity thrives through managed attention. A European advertising agency found that intentional pauses during meetings generated more creative ideas than pushing through. The barrier isn't insufficient thinking, it's inability to escape habitual patterns. Creative thinking accesses deeper mental resources through 4 steps. Formulate the problem clearly, release it, allow subconscious processing, and activate by drawing or writing freely. Mindfulness powerfully supports change management. Scientists estimate 95% of behaviors are habitual, only 5% conscious choice. We're wired to prefer familiarity, making change unsettling. Mindfulness training rewires the brain to tolerate uncertainty, creating space between stimulus and response where genuine choice exists. Mindfulness rewires your brain through sharp focus training, increasing clarity and calmness, and open awareness, enhancing self-awareness and insight. Sharp focus uses the ABCD method: anatomy, posture, breathing, attention anchor, counting, maintaining focus, and managing distractions. When distracted, practice relax, release, return. Acknowledge without frustration, redirect to breathing, return with renewed awareness. Open awareness reveals that everything changes, helping you handle difficulties as temporary while appreciating positive experiences more deeply. You observe which thoughts contribute to happiness versus suffering, choosing which mental patterns to reinforce. Practice 10 minutes daily, ideally morning, to positively influence your entire day. 8 mental strategies transform how you respond to challenges: presence, patience, kindness, beginner's mind, acceptance, balance, joy, and letting go. Patience helps you choose rational responses over impulsive reactions. True kindness isn't always being nice. Sometimes it means giving honest feedback. Beginner's mind prevents missing transformative innovations. Acceptance distinguishes between your circle of influence and circle of concern. The most effective way to bring mindfulness into your organization is through embodiment, not preaching. When you demonstrate kindness, openness, and presence, others naturally desire these qualities. In a world that constantly fragments your focus, reclaiming that 1 second between stimulus and response isn't just a productivity technique, it's choosing to be fully human.